This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Blockhash Podcast, episode 369 today with Jonathan, the CEO for WeedR, to talk about the WeedR platform as well as what they're doing in terms of creating loyalty programs and systems around cannabis brands. Jonathan, welcome to the show, man. Super happy to have you here. We're going to have a fun conversation. How are you doing?
Hello, Brandon. Hello, everybody. Thank you for hosting me on this podcast. I'm doing great. Ready to talk about more about the industry, about WeedR. Thank you.
Awesome, man. No, super happy to have you on. Absolute pleasure. Before we dive into WeedR, tell me more about yourself and your backstory. I'm sure people will be very curious. You know, what did you do prior to WeedR before, you know, starting this and doing this? What's your background kind of like? What's your personal story?
I was born in Ukraine. I'm a Ukrainian Jew. I moved to States 9 years ago. What I was doing before, it was a software development and coding school back in Ukraine. When I moved to California, I had to basically start from a scratch and selected the cannabis industry as a field where I want to develop myself. Started from a delivery driver for a dispensary in Los Angeles, and in 9 years we're able to become a dispensary owner. My partner and I, we have a cultivation, distribution, manufacturing, and a retail license in Los Angeles.
In regards to WeedR, so what are you building exactly as a platform? Like what are you guys trying to tackle when it comes to the cannabis industry?
So being in the cannabis industry for years, we realized that a lot of software solutions are really focused on a retail license, and there is a gap for cannabis brands to be able to build a really working solution for loyalty and customer retention. So with that in mind, we created WeedR, focusing specifically on brand to be able to collect information on their customer, to have two-way communication with them, to be able to reward them regardless of location where they like to buy the product, and visibility to have direct-to-consumer delivery through the platform.
Got it. And what are some of the benefits of focusing more on loyalty systems? Like, how does that benefit a brand? Is it more for like marketing? Is it for brand loyalty? What are some of the aspects maybe that plays in?
I believe as the industry, we kind of reach a point where quality, this is very important. And at the same time, with all the technology and knowledge that industry has right now, it's very important how you building a relationship with your customers long term, what the brands are doing to really retain those customers, And what we offer with our platform, there are a few tools that brands can utilize. One of them is starting from a QR code that brand putting on every item that they produce, so customer able to collect points and have a direct connection with the brand. We also have a collectible marketplace where brands can work with all sorts of influencers, such as artists, musicians, people from sport, to create limited drops. And for artists, it's kind of to try the water without really committing, you know, to building a brand or even a production line. And for brands, it's an opportunity to expand their outreach through influencers following. Another thing that we're working on that we'll present next year, it's a fungible device, it's Dashbox, that it's not only a physical device, it's also customizable in augmented reality. It's smell proof. It doesn't look like your regular stash box. We will announce that at the beginning of 2024. Constantly, based on the feedback that we're getting from brands, we continue to develop our tools that we have right now. We have another tool where brands can create different tasks for their followers. For example, you can get extra points if you share some information on social media about brands, or brand can create an event in some of the dispensaries where they deliver to drive clientele to that store to increase their sales. Or another tool that we presented is bundles, where customers have to buy certain product in a certain period of time to be able to get more points. Basically, we're trying to do that every interaction with the brand will reward the end customer. At the same time, it will help brand to retain those customers. We see really good numbers when people actually starting using the loyalty program. They constantly continue to buy product from the same brand to be able to get those extra points and get the most for their buck. And our direct-to-consumer platform, it's one of the very few that are presented on the market today that really direct-to-consumer from a brand, which means we do not add any margin to the items that we sell through WeDart. All the profit goes directly to brand. So that's some of the tools. And as I said, every 2 weeks, we issue new updates just based on the feedback from brands that we have right now on the platform.
Walk us through the WeDart platform a little bit. So if I'm a brand, like let's say I'm Blockhash Cannabis or something, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that would probably work. How does setting up on the platform kind of work? Like, what does that process kind of look like step by step? Do you do it through an application? Do you do it through a web browser? Do you have kind of like a storefront that you can customize and play with? What are some of the functionalities?
Yeah, this is a great question. So the onboarding process is following. After we sign the contract, we request from brand an example for the packaging for each item. So brand, either we pick up it if it's local here in the Los Angeles, or they just ship us the packaging without product. And we are rendering 3D models for every item. It takes usually about a week. On the second week, we are working on fulfilling all the information for each of the product. We're uploading a product catalog. We are adding all the dispensaries where brand delivered last month, so customer able to locate where they can buy product from a certain brand. Each brand will have a dedicated account manager who is overviewing brand on the platform and helping with orders, helping with updating catalog to keep everything up to date. Basically, it's 2 weeks from the moment we sign the contract. We print, produce QR codes for the brand. So we mail those QR codes with the labeling gun. We have 4 hours education class for people that are working on the labeling, that product with the QR codes. And for account manager, once brand on the platform, every day starts just following up with the brand admin and making sure they have everything in place, as well as we're collecting a feedback. And as I said, we're implementing it every 2 weeks, really heavily focusing on the customization aspect. And we believe that's one of the things that sets us aside from other software companies. Because if you're on Widar, the customization of your admin panel is almost endless. And this is very important. When you're on Widar, it's almost similar that for a price of the subscription, you're getting a team of developers that is working on making a custom solution for a brand. So it takes about 2 weeks to onboard a brand on the platform. We ship QR codes. If brand wants to have a custom QR codes, we start from a generic one. It doesn't have a logo on it, but in the future, a brand requests like custom QR codes. It takes another 3-4 weeks to produce custom one. It could be any shape, any size. Like we're flexible on that.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I thought it was awesome last time you shared with me the AR components where you can actually see 3D models of the actual products that a brand might be, you know, displaying on their storefront. Is that something that someone, you know, browsing through the application will be able to just like pull up on their phone and kind of see like maybe on their desktop or on the floor or in their car, wherever they are, like what the actual product packaging all put together kind of looks like?
Yeah. On purpose, on Widar, we don't have pictures of the product. We have only 3D models, and the augmented reality aspect is an additional feature that we're really proud of. And I believe in the near future, augmented reality will be a big part of the marketing tools that a lot of companies would offer. And so we see ourselves kind of pioneers in this space. We want customer to experience as much as possible with their device using augmented reality. That's absolutely correct. All the 3D models are interactive, so you can open the packaging, you can see how product looks inside, either it's vape, flower, concentrate, etc. It's also very helpful post-pandemic time, when because of the pandemic, most of the stores are not allowing customer to open the packaging and see what are they getting. So with augmented reality, with 3D models, they able to see all the little details of the product that they want to purchase.
Yeah, I love that aspect. It really brings you a little bit closer to the brand, especially before a purchase. You can see like what size is it? What does it look like? What color is it? You know, is it going to fit in my bag? Is it, yeah, I don't know, whatever it may be. It's cool to have that 3D modeled experience versus just a standard photo.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really happy to hear this feedback. And to be honest, I didn't hear any negative thoughts on 3D models and augmented reality. Everybody is very excited about it. And it's just the beginning.
Absolutely. It's totally just the beginning. Can't wait to see, you know, other technologies integrated into it, maybe even like virtual reality at some point. Have you thought about maybe doing something in the metaverse for WeDAR, like maybe creating like a virtual space where people can showcase products or use products or hang out? Like that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas how to develop this in the future. And exactly, virtual reality, that's one of the things that we're hoping to implement in the next couple of years. We're thinking about kind of, it's similar to creating, like opening a room where you can invite people to smoke with you in the virtual reality and share feedback on the product. So we see it maybe like a virtual space for a brand where they can invite their customer to do a presentation or introduce new product or get a feedback from a customer to get, like, so customer can get the extra points. Answer the question, yeah, virtual reality, that's something that we consider to develop in the next couple of years. The holdback on that mostly is the technology and internet speed in general, not only for WeDAR, but like our devices is not there yet. The internet speed is not there yet. So same time as technology is developing, we will be working on bringing new cool features to WeDAR as a platform.
In terms of data with the platform, I know for a lot of brands, having access to analytics or metrics or understanding how people are viewing their products, maybe what they click on, what they purchase, what they prefer, maybe their preferences. Through the WeDAR platform, do you guys have the ability to show that to brands so they can kind of gauge, you know, what's working, what's not working, what customers like, what customers prefer?
Yeah, I would say WeDAR platform is really data-driven. And first of all, the whole data on the customers per brand on WeDAR belongs to brand. That's brand own it. We collect information about the customer, first of all, where they buy product, where, when, what kind of product, how often. We have a data on the specific things, like when brand runs a promotion, of course, we're showing how many accounts were covered, how many people were engaged. Monthly, we send a report about like how many orders, what's the orders frequency per person. Trying to get as much of that data as we can. It's also very tied together to integration with other platforms that we have in the cannabis space. So this is something that we're working on a daily basis. We're expanding our outreach to be able to connect to different POS, to weed maps, to LeafLink. So yeah, data, as much as we can, we're trying to collect and we present the data to brand. Brand owns the data, different analytics that we're creating ourselves, as well as brand can request from us a certain analytic, and we'll do our best to present it in a way where it benefits the brand.
Do you have any type of integration for partnerships through the WeDAR platform, maybe so that brands can work with influencers or celebrities or anyone that's notable within the cannabis space or the cannabis industry? Is that something built into WeDAR or something maybe that you guys are thinking about?
For influencers and celebrities, we have WeDAR Collectibles Marketplace. It's not connecting, it doesn't connect to any other software. It's just direct communication with artists and brands that either submitted application to be on the platform or artists or influencers that brands want to add by themselves. About the integration, we have a delivery partner here in Southern California, a company called Batch, that has 12 hubs all over California. And with that partner, we cover area for more than 3 million people where we can deliver product through WeDAR. And we're working more on other delivery partners to expand that area to eventually be able to deliver same day in the whole state. That's kind of where we're at.
I also noticed that you guys do a lot of, and you kind of touched on it for a second there, artist collaborations with Weedar. What's the idea behind that? Is that to get artists to work with certain brands or for the Weedar platform itself? What's kind of the idea behind that involvement?
We have to understand that cannabis industry is heavily regulated and probably one of the most regulated industries in the country. So because of that, if somebody wants to open a new brand and start something new, it is at least saying not easy process. You have to find a cultivator, you need to find a distributor, you have to make sales, you know, have to promote your product. And this is very, it's very heavy on the budget for that kind of project. So with our thoughts behind creating a collectibles marketplace as a part of the loyalty program, it is a chance for an artist to really try if their audience are responsible, you know, to cannabis goods, because when artist works with Weedar to be on the collectible marketplace, brand covers all the expenses regarding product. We help with distribution, we help with promotion, and basically all the stores where brand deliver right now would get that product. So we cover a very big area, and we're saving a lot of marketing budget when we presenting a collaboration. Like our standard template for a contract is a 4 drops a year, where every 3 months art is doing drop from 2,000 to 5,000 items, and those drops distributed through the brand's network. And based on the feedback, next drop either going to be we increase the quantity or we'll keep it the same. And if after a year all 4 drops are successful, we see it like it's a possibility for an artist to have a permanent production line working with their brand, because we already tried it. And basically for artists, it's almost zero investment to try themselves in a cannabis space. And with that in mind, we're creating a collectibles marketplace.
In regards to the fact that you guys actually run a cannabis platform, have you guys ran into any type of red tape or regulation in terms of putting a platform like this together, like most cannabis companies have to go through? Or is it less intensive because you don't produce it and sell it directly yourselves? Or what's that experience just been like?
We position ourselves like a company that doesn't participate in actual cannabis sale, because basically money is handled by a license, like a retail or delivery license. And it doesn't help in a way where we experienced a couple issues with our bank accounts when banks even seeing us charging cannabis companies as a marketing expense. It's easier for them to block us and dig into, you know, what really company doing, et cetera. So we do have some issues similar to any cannabis company here in the United States. And our legal team was able to bring us to Apple Marketplace, to Google Marketplace. So we passed all the inspections, we provided all the necessary documentation. It wasn't an easy process, and at the same time it's possible. Because of the stigma that cannabis is a drug, we really see some resistance in that matter. And at the same time, it's getting better from year to year. Right now, there are few companies, few banks that offer services for cannabis companies. So we're able to do banking here in California, banking in Colorado. That's helpful in terms of distributing the platform. It's different from state to state. Usually, we need to provide a license to be able to operate in the cannabis space. So answering the question, we do experience different issues just because of how industry is regulated, and it's getting better. It's getting better. People are more open to it. More companies are realizing they're missing an opportunity to participate in the cannabis industry. And we see more payment process companies, more software companies looking in that direction. And hopefully in the near future, we're going to see less regulation in terms of, like, there is possibilities that cannabis would be rated different as a controlled substance. So that would help. And I think with the federal legalization, we'll see a tremendous amount of funding going from traditional industries to cannabis, and we're just preparing for that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of silly still that cannabis is regulated like that as a Schedule II narcotic at the federal level. It makes no sense. It's like some of these laws feel so outdated and so old and archaic, and it's like, at this point, it's dumb. So in terms of where you guys are operating, are you guys mostly operating Weedar in California or in multiple different states? Or what's your plan to expand this and scale it? Like, do you want to be in all 50 states in the US, or do you want to dominate the states that are, the most cannabis friendly?
Right now we're presented in California. We are working on, it's the first quarter of 2024. We're working to be in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Colorado, and Massachusetts. That's our first couple states that we're going to. Of course, our end goal to be nationwide and expand our outreach to other countries such as Thailand, Germany, Netherlands, etc. As for today, it's California, and in the next couple months we'll be at least in three more states, and we'll go from there. Again, it's very related to regulations, because even from state to state, it's different regulations, starting from even packaging, how you have to, what sort of identification you have to put on the packaging, what are the requirements for packaging, what the image you can put on it. Like, it's different from state to state. And because California is the most developed market in the US right now, hopefully a lot of states will follow California experience, and we already see it. So with us starting in California as the biggest cannabis market nationwide, that would help us to expand to other states.
You know, as a user, you know, when you go on the platform to buy something, like, do you actually get it delivered to you? Like, is there like people that work with Weedar to deliver the product, or do you use like a postal service, or what does the delivery experience kind of look like?
If you have Weedar customer as an end user, you're able to schedule a delivery or in-store pickup. We also have a scheduled delivery where we deliver product to you in the next 72 hours. Again, this is very, very much tied to regulation. Customer can get product delivered. Customer can pick up products from a store. We do offer our license as another delivery partner. And with a batch integration, we have another 12 hubs where we deliver from, as well as some of the brands, they have their flagship store. And in those flagship stores, customers able to get in-store pickup same day. And for all other dispensaries where a brand delivered to, with our customers can have a scheduled pickup, or they requesting a certain product, and upon next delivery, brand will add that product to delivery package when they distribute it to different dispensary. Just few more things that I wanna add, and I think it's gonna be interesting for your followers, that Weedar as a product is created by people in the industry for people in the industry. Our core value and our goal is for end customer to get the most for their buck, and if they stay loyal to a brand, they're going to get more and more benefits. One of the tools that we have on the platform, brand decides how many points customer has to redeem to achieve different multipliers. For example, just for purpose of a conversation, if for brand ABC, customer collects 5,000 points, he gets a different status, like loyal customer, let's say. And with that status, he has a it gets him twice as points for each scan. So the more you're on the platform, the more points you get, more benefits is open for you. We're also building a referral program where every customer can invite other people, and the more people you invite, the better discount you have. And eventually you're becoming a brand ambassador. And when you brand ambassador, you're getting wholesale prices directly from a brand. So we heavily focusing on really have this experience and on the relationship between brand and customer, so they feel happy and rewarded, staying loyal and have this relationship with the brand, so they can get the most. Being a smoker myself, like it's especially in California with all the taxes, I would say people like me and a lot of other smokers, we spend a tangible amount of money every month on the product. So it's very important to use every possibility, to get the most, for every dollar that you spend. And that's our core value and our mission in WeDar, to really help brands and help customers to have a healthy and mutual beneficial relationship.
Absolutely. Plus, cannabis is not necessarily the cheapest thing out there. So, that brand loyalty rewarding you for sticking around, those discounts, they, I imagine, really do pay off over time.
Yeah. Because just based on the data that we have today, average customer spends about $400+ every month on a cannabis. Oh, wow. So like this is a part of your monthly card, if you would say, the same as gas, your rent, etc.
It's bigger than my credit card bills.
Yeah, exactly. So you as a customer, you really won't get the most spending that amount of money.
Interesting. What's on your guys' roadmap, the rest of 2023 going into 2024, things you want to either add into the WeDar platform, maybe some things that are exciting you want people to keep an eye on that might be coming up. It could be updates, it could be new features. What does that roadmap look like?
I think our biggest goal for the end of the year is MJ BizCon. That's going to be in Las Vegas, November 20 to December 1st. Everybody's welcome to visit our booth there. In terms of new features, it really depends on the feedback that we're getting from a brand. Biggest thing that we're on the track to achieve is a stash box to bring this experience to all the cannabis consumers that we have on the platform. So Stashbox is our number one goal to present at the beginning of 2024. MJ BizCon, we really on the track to bring an interesting experience out there. We'll have different mini games and treasure hunt experience on the MJ BizCon, and also after that, we want to give that tool to brands to create like all sorts of games and gamification in their loyalty program. So this is what we're working on. Like brands feedback, this is our number one source for features and updates. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to stress it one more time. Just being as a brand, one brand on with our platform, brand gets a full team of developers that are working on the customization and on implementing different things. And a lot of the things were never done before.
Nice, man. I love what you guys are doing, and I think it's a really nice thing to introduce into the cannabis industry, because I feel like, you know, it's progressed for quite a long time now, and, you know, it's gotten a lot of progression on the legality side. But in terms of the tech side, you don't often see like innovation around cannabis. So it's cool to see new platforms, new features, new things out there that you can do, especially for brands and for companies to really elevate them, because they already go through a hard time just trying to sell the stuff alone. So I commend you for it. Where can people go to check out WeedR? You said it was on an iPhone and Android as well. They can download the app. Where would you direct them?
Everybody who is in California today is able to download WeedR and use it in California. For brands that have a scheduled pickup, we'll deliver it to basically any address. Yeah, it's WeedR. You just type WeedR in the App Store or WeedR in the Google Play Market. You can download the app. You need to be older than 18 years to use it, to use the app. Some people, they also can upload their medical recommendation to get an extra discount. So WeedR is up and running. Feel free to download it. Enjoy. Leave us a feedback. Let us know what else you want to see there, and we'll make it for you.
Awesome. Well, I plan on being in California pretty soon, so I'm going to download the app. And when I'm there, I'm going to be test driving it and buying some products. So I'm excited to use it.
Brandon, right. I deeply appreciate this opportunity. And I hope your followers would benefit from this conversation. As I said, our goal to really elevate the industry, to bring something new, to show people that cannabis, it's not just a pot hats. It's a lot of people who love this industry, a lot of people who love the plant. And we want to make life easier and better for people that we interact with. And our goal to bring a cannabis industry on a different level so everybody could benefit more.
100%, man. Thanks for taking the time to come on and really dive into, you know, what you guys are doing with WeedR in the cannabis industry, and why it's so freaking awesome. So we'll be sure to share it with everybody, and they'll be able to find all the links in the description for the episode below. If they want to download the application, they want to go to the website, you know, whether you're a user, you're a brand, you know, whatever, in the cannabis space, or, you know, you're just a user, you want to get some cool products, you want to check it out. Everything will be there. And yeah, Jonathan, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Brandon.